Hello guys, I'm your host and host Sushil, and you're listening to the Swiss Talk. So Swiss Talk is a community of personal development and self-improvement for a people who wants a better living and a successful life. Here we share wisdom, self-help, education, knowledge, process for peace and happiness, guide for your success, etc., etc., through some well-known books. Our main motive is to add some values to people's life and makes lives better.
Okay, so in the last episode, I discussed something related to your faith. What is faith and how you can build your faith, or what is the foundation of faith? I discussed these things over there. If you haven't gone through that episode, you can listen to it. It is just the last episode. In today's episode, we'll be discussing two main points of this whole book, The Science of Being Well, which are how to think, and the second point is how to do so, apply the thought to ourselves as to quicken the principle of health into constructive activity. What should we think, like how to think those things and how to apply those things so that our principle of health will be quickened and it will show some results to us. Okay, so we'll be discussing these two points over here. Hope this will be useful for you. So without wasting any time, so let's get started with today's episode. Okay, so firstly, we'll be talking about how to think with faith. Okay, how should be your thinking? What should be your mindset in order to get the perfectly healthy body on you? Okay, we have already discussed these things in the book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, where I said that whatever you think will become your reality, whatever the things or the thoughts you are having inside of your mind will come true. Okay, will come true. Okay, if you have some faith on those, all of those things, then all of those things will become your reality. Okay, we have discussed this thing. What do you think you become? Whatever a man thinks of in a day will become its reality. All right, so that is what we learn over there, and the same thing we can apply over here. So if you want a healthy, perfectly physical body, then also you have to start thinking about it. You have to make some mental images. You have to make some visualizations about it, all right, as being you are a perfectly healthy body, as you being having a perfect physique. You just need to think about it. You just need to make some you just need to picturize yourself as if you are a perfectly healthy body you are having, all right. And with that, you need to have some faith that you're gonna get it soon, or you will get it for sure, and then only these things can come true, and this thing or whatever the imagination you are making can come true, and that is the thing you can do about it. But I know it's very hard to picturize yourself as if you're a healthy person, or as if you're having a perfect physique, because we have never seen ourselves as being whatever we are visualizing, all right. So it's very hard to think onto those things. But what you can do here is that try to make the perfect picture inside of your mind of yourself as you are having a perfectly healthy body on you. Okay, so try to first of all, just try to be as perfect as you can on that picturization or those visualization, whatever you are making, and just try on your own, all right. Just try to be as perfect as you can, and also you can build up your imagination, or also you can make these pictures more perfectly by just starting start doing meditating. By doing meditation, you can enlarge your power of visualization. You can build your visualization perfectly, and that will do help for you. All right, so the first thing you need to do is that picturize yourself as being your perfectly body, you're a perfectly healthy person, or you're having a perfectly physique, right? And then try to be as perfect as you can. For that, you can try meditating, you can try meditation. Just by doing meditation over the period of time, you can get that visualization, that kind of visualization onto you, and later on you can be more perfect on your on the whatever the pictures you are making of yourself for the future times. Okay, So do these things for the several days or several months, and just become habitual of that thing, become habitual of that visualization. Just like I said in the power of your subconscious mind, whatever you do for a whatever you think or whatever you make picture as yourself, whatever you visualize over the period of time with some faith will become your reality. Okay, that is what we need to apply over here as well. Okay, just make some pictures of yourself, picturize yourself, visualize yourself as if you are a perfectly healthy person, and then just keep on visualizing over the period of time. Whenever you are getting a time, when you can do this in your leisure time, whenever you are free, just try to think about yourself, especially when you are going to sleep, before going to sleep and just after waking up. These are the two times when you can impulse all of those pictures or the visualization inside your subconscious mind, and it can do very much things for you. Okay, and you can get all of those things. So just be perfect, like in your visualization, and just think about it, or just imagine all of those pictures or the visualization just before going to the bed and just after waking up, and you will be seeing the results in sooner. Okay, I can't be sure you can get results in days or in weeks or in a month. It can take some months, or it can take years as well. Okay, you just need to have some patience onto those things. Okay, just have faith that you're gonna get all of those things, and yeah, that will be like very much or I can say that will be useful for you. Okay, and in that way, if you're thinking in this way, and then you can get what you want. Okay, so yeah, that is the thing about visualizing. Okay, the best way to do this is the form of mental image or the picture. Picture yourself as being well and imagine a perfectly strong and healthy body. That is what is said. Okay, you must try to picture yourself as perfect in a physique that helps, and you must think of yourself as doing everything in the manner of the perfectly strong and healthy person. You can picture yourself as walking down the street with an elegant body, or whatever the things related to a perfectly strong body or a perfectly healthy body. Just picturize all of those things, okay, and try to think all of those things as oftenly as you can, and yeah, and you're gonna get it, all of those things, sooner. All right. So your physical body is permeated and fitted with an intelligent substance which forms a body of a mind stuff. This mind stuff controls the functioning of your physical body. A thought of disease or imperfect function impressed upon the mind stuff cause disease or imperfect functioning in the physical body. Yeah. So if you're thinking in a negative manner, if you're thinking of false impressions, then you may lead to disease. Okay, diseases can be on your body if you're not thinking in a proper way. Okay, so only one thought can destroy all of those positive thoughts. So just be careful about it and have only positive thoughts into you. All right. So if you're diseased, it is because wrong thoughts have made impressions on this mind stuff. These may have been either your own thoughts or those of your parents. We begin life with many subconscious impressions, both right and wrong. But the natural tendency of all mind is towards health. And if no thoughts are held in the conscious mind, save those of health, and all internal functioning will come to be performed in a perfectly healthy manner. The power of nature within you is sufficient to overcome all hereditary impressions. And if you will learn to control your thoughts so that you shall think only those of health, and if you will perform the voluntary function of life in a perfectly healthy way, you can certainly be well. Okay, so in this way you have to think, and then only you can get those things on you. Okay, now let's come to the second point, faith. Okay, so what was the second point? Like how to so apply the thoughts to ourselves as to quicken the principle of health into constructive activity. Okay, so how to apply all of those thoughts we are having inside of our mind to quicken the principle of health into us, so that we can get all we want, like sooner. Okay, so the principle of health is moved by faith. Nothing else can call it into action, and only faith can enable you to relate yourself to health and sever your relations with disease in your thoughts. You will communicate, you will continue to think of disease unless you have faith in health. If you do not have faith, you will doubt. If you doubt, you will fear. And if you fear, you will relate yourself in mind to that which you fear. So if you fear disease, you will think of yourself in connection with disease, and that will produce within yourself the form and the motions of disease. Just as original substance creates from itself the forms of its thoughts, so your mind body, which is original substance, takes the form and motion of whatever you think about. If you fear disease, dread disease, have doubts about your safety from disease, or if you even contemplate disease, you will connect yourself with it and create its form and motion within you. Alright, so never ever think about these things. Okay? Keep in mind the fact that only those thoughts which are conceived in faith have creative in energy. Only those thoughts which have faith with them are able to change function or to quicken the principle of health into activity. So yeah, only having thoughts is not enough. You need to have some, like, thoughts backed by faith are the one who will, like, quicken the principle of health into activity. Alright, so always have the thoughts. Whatever you have thought before, whatever I said it to you, like how to think, you have to picturize yourself, you have to visualize yourself as if you are having a perfectly healthy body on you. So whenever you are thinking this thing, whenever you are having all of those things, then have some faith onto those things that you are getting those things. Okay, never ever doubt those things, because if you are doubting those things, then you're not gonna be getting those things. All right, whatever you are thinking, so the thought backed by faith will come true, will become your reality. Otherwise, it won't. Okay, it is as simple as that. So just be sure about it and have something in you. Okay, and something like that. Okay, just have some faith. Okay, whatever you are thinking, just have some faith with it and you're gonna get it. You must believe that there is more health power than disease power in both yourself and your environment. Yeah, we does this mistake every time. We just think that the disease power is more than our healing power, but that's not the truth. Your healing power has more power than your disease power. Okay, so always have this thought on you, always have the faith on this thing that your healing power is much more powerful than the disease. So you won't be having any kind of disease on you, or you won't be having any kind of trouble with those disease, or that disease won't be on you for like much longer. Okay, you will be getting healed very soon. Just have some faith, have all of those thoughts onto you, just believe in yourself, believe in your healing power, and you will be free from all of those diseases. Okay, so there is a thinking substance from which all things are made, and which in its original state permeates, penetrates and fills the interspaces of this of the universe, which we call the universe god or the nature god. Okay, there is something power which has created all of this universe and all of these diseases, or we can say the healing power and everything. Okay, but we, just because of our negative thoughts, negative emotions, we create all of those diseases or the negative things in this world. But before, there were only the positive things like healing power and the power of your the universe god and something like that. Okay, so just stay away from those negative thoughts. The thought of a form in this substance produces the form. The thought of a motion institutes the motion. In relation to man, the thought of the original substance are always of perfect health and perfect functioning. The substance within and within without man always exerts its power towards health. A man is a thinking center capable of original thought. He has a mind body of original substance, permeating a physical body, and a functioning of his physical body is determined by the faith of his mind body. If man thinks which faith of the functioning of health, he will cause his internal function has to be performed in a healthy manner, provides that he performs the external functions in a corresponding manner. But if man thinks with faith of disease or of the power of disease, he will cause his internal functioning to be functioning of disease. If you are thinking that the disease will be onto you, then you will be getting those diseases on you. Okay, so whatever the thing you are thinking inside of your mind, and if you have some faith enough faith on that thought, then that thing will come true for you. Alright. So the original intelligence substance is in man, moving towards health, and it is pressing upon him from every side. Man lives, moves, and has his being in limitless ocean of health power, and he uses this power according to his faith. If he appropriates it and applies it to himself, it is all his, and if he unifies himself with it by unquestioning faith, he cannot fail to attain health. For the power of this substance is all the power there is. Alright. So yeah, that is it. So in this way you can think and you can activate the principle of your health on your body. Okay, the principle of health in man receives its vital power from the principle of life in the universe, and a man relates himself to the principle of life by faith in health and by gratitude for the health he receives. Man may cultivate both faith and gratitude by the proper use of his will. Alright, so that is what I wanted to discuss with you guys. So the first thing you need to do is that just think. So how to think? So you can start thinking by making picture of yourself, making some mental images, being your perfectly healthy person. Just picture as yourself as if you are a healthy person, and then after that you need to have some faith onto those things as well, okay? And with repeatedly on a regular basis you can picturize those things just before sleeping, and just after waking up you can think all of those thoughts back by faith, and you will be getting all of those things sooner. All right so in this way you can start you can get your perfectly healthy body. All right so that was all for today's episode. So that was all for today's episode, guys. Hope you have got something value added to your life. Hope this was useful for you. If it was useful for you, then share it with your friends and family, and that would be really appreciated. If you want to get this book, I have given the link in the description box. You can get it from there. Okay, so see ya. Have a good day. Bye bye.